Philip Semple Pierre, these urgent care. Today's date is 03/07/2022. Dictation is for Estella Guerrero. Guerrero spells Guerrero. Estella spells Estela. Date of birth is 10/12/1961. This is a 61-year-old young lady here with abdominal pain. Period. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 8 months. She has seen multiple healthcare providers for this condition and said she was advised that everything is fine. She stated that most recently she saw a doctor. Did not give the name, said the doctor did a CT scan, and she has not heard from them since she had a CT scan done approximately a week or two ago, period. She also stated that as part of this ongoing abdominal pain, she was seen by a GI specialist who conducted a colonoscopy and was advised that the colonoscopy was unremarkable, period. Patient says she's here because she's frustrated and she's not getting the answers she's looking for. She said she has had x-ray of her belly, CT scan of her belly, and was advised that all these studies revealed no abnormality but indicated that she's having significant pain, and said the pain is located in her left flank, in her left lower quadrant and pelvic region, in our right flank and in our right lower quadrant and pelvic regions. Said pain is similar to what she has had in the past, period. Next paragraph, review of system. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, says she's eating and drinking well. Next paragraph, patient reports constipation. She says she thinks the medication she's taking, open parentheses, tramadol, comma, pregabalin, comma, might be causing her to become constipated, period. Says she's passing gas, okay, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, spinal meningioma. Next paragraph, past surgical history, spinal meningioma removed twice because of recurrence. Next paragraph, social history. She denies alcohol and drug use. She says she smokes on occasions. Next paragraph, medication, tramadol, pregabalin, and diclofenac. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented, in no acute distress. Her vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% at room air, blood pressure is 145 over 82, pulse 60, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, HE and T normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, no adventitious sounds, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, she's mildly tender in the left upper quadrant regions, no organomegaly, no rebung, no guarding, no rigidity, she has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, with right antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, correction back to range of motion, next to right antalgic gait, open parentheses, patient has had chronic weakness in her right lower extremities after hemangioma was removed, period. Next paragraph, neuro, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, a reduced strength on the right lower extremity, no muscle atrophy, period. or mood and affect our normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is chronic abdominal pain. Assessment number two is constipation, in parentheses, narcotics induced, close parentheses. Next paragraph, because a CT scan was done and patient has not heard from the provider who ordered that CT scan, it's safe to infer that the CT scan might be unremarkable. However, I will proceed with the MRI of her abdomen and pelvic, as this will show greater detail of what may be causing her pain. Considering that she has a history of spinal hemangioma with recurrence period, she was given a requisition for a MRI of her abdomen and pelvic with contrast, strongly encouraged to bring to come back after she has the study, to return to the clinic if she's getting worse, or to go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was advised to continue her pain medication, namely tramadol, pregabalin, and diclofenac. Next paragraph, she was encouraged to increase fruits and vegetables, recommend apple, to increase apple juice, as these have proven to help with constipation, period. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. She strongly recommends that she call and make an appointment for that MRI and to report here when she finished the study. End of recitation.